Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi friend, I am excited to record this episode for you and connect with you and allow you into behind the scenes into my life a little bit for you to get to know me a little bit better. As you already know, if you've been here around, I am not on social media and I don't use those platforms for my business at all. I actually don't even have social media on my phone. So once a month, I record an episode for you to get a little bit of a glimpse behind the scenes, what it's like to be me, to hang out with me, what's going on in our family, what I'm up to outside of work. And if you want to, you're welcome to listen. If you want to go back to the content that's just about learning specifically about anger and emotions and educational stuff, there's plenty of that in my podcast. So welcome to this episode. So what have I been up to this past month? So I have a friend named Lisa Lazat, and she's been on my podcast and I've been on hers. She lives here in Florida, just about an hour away from me. And she has a podcast called Habits and Home, and I will link it in the show notes. And one of the things that she has is an accountability club that is only $20 a month. And every month we focus on one area of our home or life to get systemized, organized, decluttered. And this month we were doing decluttering papers. I signed up at the end of January and I picked up with everybody in February. And this month we were doing decluttering important paperwork and just piles of papers and organizing important paperwork, like all the house stuff and insurance stuff and organizing everything and files. And in case something does happen to you, for example, like who's going to get access to your kids, all the important stuff, what do they need to know, the passwords and logins to all the important information. So pretty much getting everything organized. So we decluttered a bunch of stuff and then we organize it, and now we're creating a system. And through all of that, I was also organizing my taxes, which took a long time because I don't do anything throughout the year. And tax season comes along and I'm feeling overwhelmed and I have all the stuff to sort through throughout the year, which is different now. I'm making changes moving forward. I got it all systemized, organized, bought a template from Etsy to enter all the work income and expenses. And it's just a lot. It took me a while to get it all set up. Now everything is set up. And now every Friday, I have an alarm that goes off on my phone, which is called Finance Friday, which is something Lisa taught me, which I just did before I record this episode, where I enter everything that happened for the past week, all the expenses or income that was brought in for my business, and enter that all into the spreadsheet. So it's all organized, and all the receipts that came into my email with anything that was any transactions, I take a screenshot and put it into a Google folder drive. So I have a Google folder called Family Important Paperwork, and in there, there's taxes for 2023 and then 2024, and it's broken down by month. And every month, and I have a folder for each month, and then I have screenshots of receipts. So that way, I don't have to have physical paperwork, which I learned all this from Lisa, and it's been really, really helpful. And just having everything on one piece of paper, all the passwords, all logins, just so in case, I hope nothing happens to me, but if it does, so my family is set up and not just chaotic and everything just as crazy and overwhelming. So just organizing everything behind the scenes, and it just feels like my life feels a little bit lighter, a little bit less overwhelming in some areas, because when you know that behind the scenes everything is kind of messy and chaotic, it's just stressful. So just having especially the financial stuff and the tax stuff, everything more organized, and having a certain percentage go away for taxes and all these, it just feels lighter. It just feels less overwhelming. So that's what I've been doing kind of like on my personal end, organizing all that, decluttering, systemizing, and just putting my life together more. And then this month, I'm recording it on the 1st right now. And this month we are doing decluttering sentimentals. And then the next month it's like the garage. And then it's going to be like kids' room and your room and bathroom. So in the kitchen. And so every month you do an area of the house and you declutter it, and then you create systems. And anyways, it's really good. I love it. It's only $20 a month. I will link the Accountability Club in the show notes. Totally encourage you to check it out. If you need a kick in the butt to actually do these things, and you know that your life and your home is out of order and it's straining you and overwhelming you, I would highly encourage you to sign up for Lisa's Accountability Club, because we focus only on one thing a month. It's not overwhelming. She makes it so easy to follow. There's support. Every other week we have coaching calls, live coaching calls, where we are decluttering as we go, as we are on the coaching call. So it's really nice. I would love for you to check it out and join me. And like, I'm going to be in it. So you get to say hi when you go to the Zoom calls with me. All right. As I was decluttering, one of the things I came across was journals from 10 years ago. So I would journal on and off throughout my life, some years consistently, some not so much. I would say I've been pretty consistent in the last 5 years, but before that, it was on and off. And I did a lot journaling when I was a teenager, especially when I went through my first breakup and heartbreakup. I journaled a ton. I ended up later on burning those journals just because, I mean, that relationship thankfully did not happen. But it was like, you know, processing those feelings and stuff. But I found a journal from 10 years ago when my husband and I were 5 years into our marriage, and we had some struggles in there. And one of the things that I was reading in my journal, how I was not invited to one of my friends. So I used to go to this group of ladies from the Russian church, and every other Tuesday we would get together for a gathering and we would study a book. And sometimes they would, you know, have their kids' birthday parties. Well, anyways, one of them had her kids' birthday party, and she invited some of the girls and their kids to the birthday party. I was not invited. And I saw pictures on Facebook, and that, you know, they hosted the birthday party, and I felt so left out, like I was not good enough, that I didn't fit in, that nobody cared that I was there. And I honestly, like when I was even going to that group, I really felt like I did not fit in, just because everybody already had bought houses and like were financially, it seemed like they were further ahead of us. And I just felt so out of place. I felt like I could never open up and be vulnerable and share truly what's going on in my life. It just didn't feel safe emotionally. And maybe you've been in relationships like that or circumstances like that, and you relate. And I just felt so left out when some of those girls who bonded closer and had like similar circumstances in their life, where they had bigger houses and more financial means and they could do more activities together, and they would get together for, you know, outings on their own, and then they would post stuff on social media, or they have a kid's birthday party, and I mean, they're just sharing their exciting highlights of their life. And it's not like they were trying to hurt me or anything like that, not at all, but I felt hurt. I felt hurt because of the feeling left out. And I'm sure you relate, and you had experiences like that when you were either a kid or even as a grown adult. It's like, I would have liked to be invited. I probably would not be able to go for maybe one or another reason, but the fact that I was not invited. And right now it's so funny. The girl that posted that picture and it was her son's birthday party, we're actually really close friends right now, and we talk on a weekly basis. And I shared that with her, that I found that in my journal, and we just, you know, talked about it like in a very loving, kind way. But I just said, like, I always felt like I didn't fit in, things didn't feel safe. But life brings you different circumstances, and sometimes God protects you from certain things, and you just don't realize it when you are in the midst of it. And actually, I'm thankful for looking back at now that I wasn't part of some of those experiences because I got to face some of these uncomfortable feelings. And right now, my kids are facing those feelings where they don't get to invited to a birthday party or something and they get left out. And being able to relate to them and help them through that and know what it's like when you are left out and you're not invited. But it was just really good to have those experiences. And it's so funny how when you're in the midst of it, it's so hurtful and so challenging. And then in hindsight, years later, you can see maybe the benefits and why you went through that. And some of those relationships, I'm not even close. Like out of all those women, only one woman that I am friends with and stay in contact, and not the other ones. And so, and I don't even care to. And all those relationships would have been really superficial, and I still would have felt uncomfortable around them and unsafe emotionally. And I just wanted to be part of a group. I just felt so left out. And that's probably what was the most painful part. I also, one of the things that I came across in reading my journals, how I felt really crabby a lot and cranky a lot and moody a lot. And I would journal how I want to be a happy wife and how I was just like upset with myself that I'm always cranky and moody and criticizing him. And so I want you to know that I still have days like that, but I have come such a long way from 10 years. And I struggled a lot with feeling negative and just having a negative mindset and being critical a lot. And so I'm still working. It's a work in progress. It's not an overnight thing, but I feel like I've come a long way and learned so much and changed a lot in positive ways. I'm at a point right now, yes, I still have many areas of improvement, but I am in a good place right now. I'll be turning 35 this year, where I like the person that I am. Not in a prideful way, but like I have worked on myself so intentionally for years. And I'm truly proud of the person that I am and how I handle myself majority of the time. And the kind of person I am, the mom, the wife, the sister, the daughter, the Christian, a friend, like I am truly thankful and I do like the person that I am. And I want you to know that that is also possible for you. You don't have to stay stuck where you are right now. And if anger, this is the topic that I teach on here, is really holding you back and you want to learn how to manage your emotions well, how to have safe and close relationships with your kids, how to control your tongue instead of saying hurtful things, how to show up as the mom that you know your kids deserve and that your husband deserves and the one that you're truly proud of. I can help you, friend. Like I can help you get there. Just click to book a call with me in the show notes, and we can get on a call and have a conversation of how my program can help you get there. Okay, so another one, things that I came across in my journals is that life did not go as we planned, and feeling disappointed and feeling sad. There was a circumstance with my husband applying for air traffic control school, and he got into college for that, but then they changed their hiring laws for the FAA, or what is it called? Well, you know, everything that has to do with flying. And they changed their hiring laws that they would only hire people off the street, train them, and have them be air traffic controllers. Well, my husband applied for that. He didn't get in. And it was just, we had this whole plan that we envisioned for our life to go like, and it didn't go like that. And it's just feeling a lot of disappointing feelings and confusion and just not knowing what God is trying to do. And I just need you to know that if you've ever been in a season like that, I relate. I've been through a lot of hardships and things that are confusing. And God, why are you allowing this to happen? Like, we thought you were leading us one way, and then what happened? Where are you? Did you forget about us? I've had many of those circumstances in life. So it was kind of interesting to look back at my life and reread the old journals. Okay, the next thing, it is getting nicer in Florida right now. We had a lot of weather, we had some weather in the 50s and 60s in January and February, which last year was a lot warmer. I don't know why it's so chilly this year, but it's getting back into the 70s right now, which feels so nice and it's so fun. We got a basketball hoop for our kids, and so I can see them from the dining room window, and they're just playing on the street. Thankfully, our street is like super quiet. Rarely any cars drive by. So it's just so fun to be outside in the warmer weather. And if you are in a cold state, I know what that's like because I lived in Minnesota for 25 years. And I'm sorry, but tell you what, in the summertime, what it's really nice for you guys, we're miserable here because it's like 100 degrees and super humid. So you'll get your turn because we're inside a lot in the summertime because of that. I joined Bible Study Fellowship this month. I felt like I've done my small groups at our church and they would just go through a book, but I felt like I'm at a place where I want to learn about God a little bit more because oftentimes where I read the Bible in the mornings, it's like I read it, but I feel like I don't get anything out of it and I'm confused. Like in there's a lot of stories or even in like Revelation, I've been reading Revelation. I'm like, oh, this is so confusing. I don't get it. Like, how am I supposed to implement anything from that into my day-to-day life? I get Proverbs, but Revelation is just so confusing. And so I decided to join Bible Study Fellowship because I wanted to learn more about God. I wanted to study scripture more and to be able to just fall in love more with the Bible, because oftentimes I read it because I know I need to and it's the right thing to do, but I want to develop a love for God's word. And so I've been in there for a couple weeks. I'll tell you honestly, it is hard for me. It is hard for me because they have reflection questions that you fill out every day. And some of them, I look at them and I read the scripture and I look at the question. I'm like, I don't know. And I will really write down, I don't know, because I honestly don't know the answer to that question. And I'm like, am I just not spiritual enough? So I'm just intentionally putting the efforts in this area of my life to grow closer to God and joining Bible Study Fellowship so I can understand scripture better, so I can understand God better and know Him more. So that's kind of like a new thing that I started this year. It's every Wednesday morning, I go with my daughter. I put her in the childcare that they have and I started going. So we'll see how this goes. I pray that God reveals Himself more to me and I get to know Him more through this experience. Last weekend, Saturday morning, I got up and I felt extremely overwhelmed. You know that feeling where you feel like you have 500 things to do and everything feels urgent and it feels like you have to do it all today and you need to be the one doing it yourself? And it all felt too much. It all felt overwhelming in the moment. And I told my husband, I feel really overwhelmed. I feel like I have to do 500 things. Everything feels overwhelming. Everything feels hard. And I'm feeling flustered and frazzled and just not in a good place. And so I can tell you one thing, which helps me massively. When I feel in a state like that, I take out a piece of paper and I brain dump all the things that I want to do. Wash the sheets in my bedroom, clean the toilets. I mean, my kids do the cleaning of the toilets, but they still need to do. Vacuum the house, wash the floors, groom the dog, finish, you know, tax stuff that I needed to do. My husband and I do juicing over the weekend. We juice a bunch of green juices in the juicer, and so we drink them throughout the week. So we need to do juicing, which actually takes a long time because you need to prep. My husband does the juicing. I do most of the prep. He does the juicing and then he does the cleanup. So it's like, but it's a lot. It's like at least a 2-hour process. So I need to do that. And it just feels like I need to cook for the weekend. And I just felt like a ton of things. When I looked at my list, I only wrote down 10 things. But in my head, it felt like 500 things. But what I can tell you is that once I wrote it down on paper, I felt like my overwhelm levels went down by 80%. I'm not even kidding. Just having it out of your mind and on paper so your mind doesn't have to keep track of, because every time, like your mind will like double it up. It's like, oh, I need to groom the dog. I need to do the laundry. I need the floors need to be washed. The bathrooms need to be cleaned. The garage needs to be done. Oh, and the laundry needs to be done. Oh, again, I have to do the sheets. And it will like double up some of those things. And so it feels like you have 500 things to do when it's not really that much. And then I can look at the list and be like, okay, what actually needs to be done today? We need to juice today or over the weekend for sure. I need to cook, right? Because my family needs to eat. So some things have to get done today. And then you do one at a time. What can I delegate? Because there are things on my list that my kids do. That's part of their chore routine. I can delegate grooming the dog. I'm the one that needs to get that done. No one else in my family does that. And it's like at least an hour by the time I wash him. I have to dry him. It's a Pomeranian. And then I have to groom him. And it's just not fun. Anyways. And then my husband had to run an errand and he comes home, and this was Saturday. He comes home a little bit later and he's like, hey, I was just talking to my younger brother who and his wife and the kids, they're driving down to Pensacola, Florida. They just decided to like the day before that they're going to go to Pensacola, Florida for a week. And they just packed everything up and they put the kids in the car and they just drove down to Pensacola, Florida. And they'll be there in a couple hours. What do you think of going visiting them over the weekend? This weekend for a day. I don't know about you, because next weekend it doesn't work out. He has another commitment and it had to be this weekend or we don't get to see him at all. And we haven't seen him since last year in February, I haven't seen them in a year. And so I'm like, well, I'd love to see them, but I have this massive to-do list that I just wrote down that we were going to do. And it means I have to pause everything, pack everything up, and then go on this trip. And I have a hard time being adaptive, and that's why adaptive is part of my I am statement that I write down on a regular basis, that I am adaptive to current circumstances. This is a fun trip. This is exciting. And it's spontaneous. And my personality is not a spontaneous personality. I like things structured. I'm type A, like predictable. Let's plan this out at least a couple days in advance. I need to mentally prepare for things. And so that was a little spontaneous for me and uncomfortable. And I thought, okay, I'm choosing to let go of these things on my list. I am choosing to be adaptive to these circumstances, and I'm choosing to go on this trip and make the best of it. And so we didn't have to leave at a specific time. It was like a 5-hour drive if it's direct. And so we were going to drive down, spend the night at a hotel, and then in the morning meet up with them because it was already afternoon when we had this conversation. And that's what we did. We left around after 4:30-ish or so, closer to 5 p.m. And then I had my neighbor watch the dog, and then I had to pack everything. I'm like, how can I make things easy for myself? How can I simplify things? And so I just made kids oatmeal. My husband and I finished some juices and then grabbed a bunch of snacks. Had two of my kids clean the car. One of my kids packed snacks, made a written list for each of the boys, what they need to put in their backpack with like clothes and things like books to keep them busy on the drive. And I just let them pack their own clothes. I don't care. It's no big deal if it doesn't match. I'm not that mom that tries to match my kids' clothes. That's totally not me. I just had my kids pick it out and just made sure that they have those items. And it was good. We went on that trip. We stopped by at, what did we eat? The Dairy Queen on the way there, which I'm not a fan of fast food. If I had to pick a fast food item, I like Chipotle and Chick-fil-A. And I've been getting salads a lot at Chick-fil-A. But we stopped by and then grabbed some food. And then we went to a hotel. We stayed at a hotel. And the next morning, we met up with them for breakfast. And then we went to the beach and just had our kids play in the sand. It was a little too chilly to, you know, actually swim. So we just had him play in the sand. And then we met up with a couple that my husband and I, we were their bridal team for their wedding, and which was so fun. They've been married for 17 years or 18. And we've been married for almost 15 years. And they moved to Pensacola, Florida, maybe like a year before we did or so. before we moved to Florida. And so we're just on different ends of Florida, but it was so fun because we got to meet up with them and we went out for dinner with my husband's brother and his wife and their kids. And then those friends that we grew up together, like my husband and that guy, they used to be one like closest friends when they were teenagers, and his wife and I used to be in the same group of girlfriends, and we would hang out on a regular basis. And, you know, she would come over to my house, I would go over to her house with the group of girlfriends. And so it was fun. We get to catch up and see each other, which obviously doesn't happen that often. And so it was good. We had a good time, went to get some ice cream after that. And then we drove home and got home like after midnight, let the kids sleep in on Monday morning. And just let them wake up whenever they woke up. And that's when I took them to school. Instead of making the morning stressful and getting them up early, I let them skip a couple of hours of school in the morning, which is totally fine. They're in elementary and middle school. They will be fine. And so I did that to make things easier. And then this week, what did I do? I groomed the dog yesterday. I've been avoiding that for a long time. He needed to be washed and groomed. And I finally did it. And he looks adorable. My grooming skills are not the best. He looks really cute after I gave him a haircut. So that's it. That's my month. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this, because by the time I'm probably done talking, it's a 30-minute episode. So I appreciate you taking the time and just being interested in my life, which is not super exciting for me, but apparently you're interested. And listening to it, because I would say closer to half of my audience listens to these episodes and you like them. And so that's why I keep producing them, and that you get a little bit of insight into my life. I wanted to share with you one Amazon product that I've been sharing at the end of every episode, something that you might find useful and helpful for you. I ordered it in February, and they are called fire blankets. So they are a blanket that you can put over fire, let's say on the stove, or if there's a fire in your home or someone is on fire, and you just put that over them and it stops the fire, which is a really helpful tool to have in your home. And I still need to put it inside a cupboard in the kitchen. I want to do that because I think it's a really useful thing to have just in case something happens, to be able to put that over it and kill the fire quickly. Because, you know, when you have kids, things are scary, things can happen, accidents can happen. And this is just a simple thing that can help you be prepared for it. If something goes wrong, obviously nobody wants their house to be on fire. Nobody plans for their house to be on fire, but things do happen and they feel scary. And so this is something that can be useful. So I will link that in the show notes. And I hope you found this episode fun and interesting. And thank you for being here. And until next episode.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.